Mirage, Florida and the Vanishing Water of the Eastern U.S. by Cynthia Barnett. Published by the University of Michigan Press, Ann Arbor. Read by Terry Clark Linden. Prologue. The crack crept just like ivy. It sprouted from the low ground, then itched up the brick of David and Vivian Atberry's home in an Orlando, Florida suburb. With a thick black marker, David Atberry measured its journey, along with those of the cracks that had appeared in the ceilings and at the edges of almost every window in the house. When the crack in the brick grew 6 inches in one day, David Atberry called his insurance company. The adjuster came to see and called a geologist. The geologist drilled a hole and left in a hurry. "Mr. Atberry, are you sitting down?" the adjuster asked when she called. He sat. She told him that the ground was swallowing his house. "It's a massive sinkhole," she said. "You should pack your family and get out of there." Back home in Illinois, the Atberrys had never heard of sinkholes. In Florida, they are common enough, some too small to notice, some big enough to sink a chunk of highway or a Porsche dealership, as one did in Winter Park in 1981. Sinkholes are collapses in the limestone rock that underlies Florida. The peninsula sits atop what geologists call karst, a pocked terrain formed over millions of years as water dissolved the limestone to create sinkholes, as well as Florida's spectacular blue springs and its mysterious underground rivers and caves. These shifting sinks, as they are known, are as natural to Florida as the waves that shape the state's 1,400-mile coastline. But human activity can open them up, too. Highway construction, excavation of fill dirt, well drilling, and particularly...